Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Tile, the technology device that helps users keep track of their physical belongings, is creating relationships with chipmakers to expand its offering to include wireless headsets and other connected objects. A recent round of funding resulted in $45 million to focus on these new efforts and have the technology by the end of this year. In terms of market share, Tile is rated as the largest in the item tracking devices market, competing with Tracker and Chipolo, among others. Italian authorities are investigating whether Booking.com is liable for at least 150 million euros in unpaid VAT made on holiday rentals, the FT reports. The probe underscores growing concern among governments across the globe as to how best to adapt to an increasingly digital hospitality sector. Amazon is quietly asking top brands to participate in its earlier tests of music ads, representing the e-commerce giant's first steps toward offering paid product placements within its Alexa voice-activated ecosystem. In a pitch deck obtained by The Ad Age, Amazon offers an exclusive opportunity to try audio ads, guaranteeing brands would reach 1 million listeners. The test run was free for the advertisers, and Amazon invited Colgate, L'Oreal, and Lululemon, according to one advertising agency executive. Researchers say Facebook ad transparency system is buggy and limited by technical constraints. Facebook established the database to let users see who is behind ads relating to politics and other issues of national interest. Separate studies by Mozilla and the French government found problems with the archive. Facebook says it's working to improve the system. Samsung says it made improvements to the Galaxy Fold and that the device will launch in September, as the exact date is still undisclosed. The company has extended the screen's protective layer beyond the bezel, as well as adding additional reinforcements to protect it from the debris. The folding smartphone was initially set to launch in April, but Samsung delayed it in due to problems with review units. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at OnThisMedia.com.